with Chris Andre.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, October 12th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, at 90.7 FM on the air and KBOO.FM on the web. Today's weather, first before we get rolling, because so much of what we talk about these days is environmental. And many of the stories, I'll tell you straight up, are chosen to remind people and to motivate people, listeners just like you, to take a stand on these things. We have so much to lose right now. Many people say that it is too late and that nothing we do now can roll it back. That's not a helpful place to come from, and the notion here is that you just keep fighting. No retreat, no surrender. It really doesn't matter. If it doesn't matter anyway, then keep it up. Just keep fighting. And right now, First Nations tribes from all across the country are inspired and are inspiring us to do exactly that, to take a stand on these issues. People who are born in a place who have a connection to the earth will fight to the death. One problem in this country is that people move around a lot. They have no connection to the earth other than maybe, you know, sending in a contribution to an environmental NGO, send money to Greenpeace, send money to any one of these things. That's a connection to the earth, and that is not a connection to the earth. Connection to the earth is everything that we know and love about the place we plant our feet, which is why we try to do the weather every day. So, we had lows. We're seeing lows around 42, which is good. You know that the cold temperatures are what make the leaves change color, and it's what makes the fruit sweeten. For today, increasing clouds, highs around 64, and light east wind. Tonight, rain coming in late, and lows around 55. For tomorrow, the rain builds up. It could be heavy at times, lies around 61, and southeast winds 7 to 10, and they could gust up to 22. It's a little bit gusty right now out in the gorge. For tomorrow night, rain again, and heavy, lows around 56, and south winds 15 miles per hour, gusting up into the 20s, especially out East County and up the gorge. And that's it for the weather for the next couple of days. Here's a term for you. Ready? Hack and squirt. Yes, that's right. It's hack and squirt. It's the latest form of extremely destructive logging. It's going on right now in Northern California, and it will continue unabated were it not for the efforts of a few people up there who are giving it their all, trying to stop the Mendocino Redwood Company for completing their intention to hack and squirt their way through the forest till there's pretty much nothing left. I'm not going to say nothing left standing, because what they do is they kill the trees, they inject them with poisons, right? And then leave them standing. And so it's like forests of dead trees sitting there. And then Mendocino Redwood Company comes in and just picks them off. It's hard to imagine. The method uses a herbicide, imazapyr, injected into a wound in a tree, kills millions of tan oaks and madrones, leaving a forest of standing dead trees. Roundup and Garlon also used to kill brush, which is bulldozed into these enormous mountains of flammable slash. This is all across MRC's over 200,000 acre holdings in Mendocino County. Anybody who thought Mendocino County was this lovely green wonderland, think again. It's they have already damaged the environment there to such an extent that it'll take a lot to bring it back. And by a lot, I mean people should stay out, just stay out. For right now, though, carrying a redwood log and a dead tan oak branches symbolizing the destruction, there are groups right now, marchers are along, they're walking along the southern Mendocino County rural routes and listening thumbs up from drivers and picking up little marchers along the way. They're led by an intrepid corps, including local grandmothers. The procession at times has swollen to over 20 people walking together. They are out on the roads, and they are picking up momentum and picking up more supporters along the way. That said, and all in the name of stopping this hack and squirt. Hack and squirt? Hack and squirt? Really? Really? Is that what we're doing to our forests? We're hacking and squirting them? Anyway, that said, downstate Plymouth Falls, a group of protesters on last Saturday called for unity and action against the LNG, liquefied natural gas pipeline. In the opponents of Jordan Cove demonstrated against the pipeline and chanted "Water is life." We have the organizer of this protest joining us this morning. We're really happy. We're very fortunate to have Renee Spiritfly joining us. Good morning, Renee, and welcome to the KBOO Airwaves.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
We are so glad that you could be with us today. What inspired you to organize this action?
About a month ago, a gentleman came into the Sweat Lodge down in Stewart Springs, where my dad, Walking Eagle, he holds sweat lodges once a week, every Saturday at 1 p.m. down there, open to the community and the public. And he had told us about this LNG pipeline. We weren't completely aware of what was going on with it, so we started investigating and just knew we needed to do something just to bring awareness. There's so many people in this area that weren't aware of what was going on. I think with all the different pipelines and different stuff environmentally, globally going on, it's easy to get confused and not be aware of what's going on in your own backyard.
It's overwhelming. It is at times.
It is.
So this is this pipeline, the Pacific Connector, and connected, of course, to Jordan Cove. What they do is that they'll try to build a terminal, or they build a terminal. And then there'll be another pipeline, which they've somehow been able to finagle the locals by loading up the city councils with supporters, whatever it is. Then those city council members will ride roughshod over laws protecting the environment. They change laws when at the will of the fossil fuel industry. And then if there's a section that is missing, that doesn't have its prescribed pipeline, then they go to work on it. And that is just what's going on now. And Jodie McCaffrey is down there. She does an enormous mountain of legal work. And then people like you will suddenly stand up and bring the fight home. There's 400 waterways that this pipeline is going to cross through a beautiful, pristine forests that are also susceptible to earthquakes, and 700 private properties. Can you talk a little bit about eminent domain and how that has been abused to the hilt in the name of extracting more and more and more fossil fuels till we kill the planet?
Yes, it's shocking. It's 232 miles of pipe that would be laid from Malin, Oregon to Coos Bay, Oregon. It would connect to existing pipelines where it would then be exported. So the gas would not be available for local use. It would be tearing up land, all land, native lands, farmland, forests, BLM, creeks, waterways, marine life is affected, and more. And like you said, 400 waterways, bringing added damage to salmon and steelhead habitat. It's a 95-foot clear cut that will be going through those lands, and it will increase risks of erosion along their route.
You mean, when you say a clear cut, you mean the, oh, that's the swath, that's a width of this thing. That's 95 feet. This is not a pipe going through the woods, people. This is a mass, it's like a massive superhighway. It's what it would look like.
Yes, and the holding tank at Jordan Cove would become soon become the largest source of climate contamination in Oregon. And as you said, nearly 700 landowners would be impacted. And then if they don't agree to let the pipeline be put on their property, eminent domain will then come into effect. And that is where the government comes in and decides it's for the greater good. So whether you are okay with it or not, it's going into your land, and it will affect farmers in native lands. There's ancestral native lands that it'll go through. Waterways, there's just no reason to be putting, there's enough pipelines in the ground. Where we're headed now, with the knowledge that we have, things will be swinging to solar and to hydro, and there's just really no benefit to harming Mother Earth any more than she's already been harmed. We have to bring awareness, and I am eternally grateful to my dad, Walking Eagle, for guiding us and leading us in this effort to bring awareness to save Mother Earth.
Your dad, Walking Eagle, is rich Indian and inspiration. And this, it seems that First Nations everywhere have really brought this struggle home in a way that no one else has been able to achieve. I think it's the connection to the earth that First Nations people, earth is part of their body, their spirit. The earth is the house of the spirit, and people just fight harder. If you don't have a connection to the earth, no matter how much money you give to environmental groups, you're still not the same thing as that connection. So about of all of this land that the pipeline crosses, how much of it would you say is tribal land?
Oh, I'm not sure of the exact breakdown. I know a large portion in Klamath Falls area, just at the Klamath River, would be impacted.
Any of this, are they going to be going through, do you know, this would be a tough one to figure, but if to your knowledge, does any of this go through ancestral burial places or places that have significance as far as heritage sites?
Yes. The Klamath tribe has already filed a motion. It was about a month ago, I guess. About 3 weeks to a month ago, they had already filed a motion to protect the particular land that it would cross. And that's kind of in the works right now.
So, and when we got just about a minute left, I also want to ask you, our listeners, to know what you can do to support your work, your efforts. But just briefly, how on earth are they invoking eminent domain when they're shipping this overseas for profit? For corporations which are not, in many cases, not even based in the United States, as if it mattered. If we're all going to die anyway. It really doesn't matter where you draw the lines, eh?
Well, and that's unfortunately what a lot of people think. It's such a mess. Why even bother?
Yeah.
Certainly the end is grim for everyone if that's the opinions. We are making a difference. This pipeline, this LNG pipeline, has been a tug of war for a decade.
What can we do to support your work? We've got 30 seconds.
Spread the word, spread the awareness. People speaking out is the best thing we can do. And I am empathetic to the other people on the other end that would be getting jobs. And I am very well aware that we all need to support our families, but there's other ways to get jobs. We only have one Mother Earth.
Thank you so much. My guest has been Renee Spiritfra. This has been Air Cascadia for Wednesday, October 12th, 2016. Engineering for us today, Patsy Cullen. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Portland Eco Film Festival, Thursday through Sunday, October 20th through 23rd, at the Hollywood Theater in Portland. The Portland Eco Film Festival is the premier environmental film festival in the United States Pacific Northwest, showing the very best films about nature, the environment, outdoor pursuits, and eco-conscious living.